1470. It is 7:46 on a Wednesday morning, 55 degrees. Nice morning out there. And we have on the line our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Absolutely a wonderful morning out there. This is definitely my kind of weather.
Yeah, humidity's down, and we got the moisture we needed and didn't get the moisture we didn't need, like some parts of the state. And
exactly.
So, hey, I saw a picture. Looks like a house that I lived in between kindergarten and fifth grade had some serious water damage in Mazamania. It showed up in a picture on social media. How's that for strange?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was very
wow.
It was very odd to see. You know, but
yeah, that's surreal.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about what's going on at the West Bend Public Library. You are,
well, you know us.
So
all kinds of stuff.
Your teen group is meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, the super awesome library teens. We call them SALT for short. They're a group of teens that works to make the library and therefore the community a better place. And they meet once a month to talk about, you know, hey, what events should we have at the library? What services should we have at the library? That kind of thing. They also plan things and help me develop collections and whatnot. So it's a members-only meeting tomorrow at 4:30, but we are accepting new applications. So if you know a teen who might be interested in a good way to get some volunteer hours, that's pretty low stress. Have them reach out to me, shoot me an email, and we can talk about joining SALT.
The kind of stuff that looks good on applications and so on and so forth, being a member of this group,
I would
think.
Oh, yes. I've written many a letter of recommendation for graduating SALT teens. So.
Yes, indeed. Isn't that part of what makes this job fun, though? Your job and my job,
when you can
write those letters and say, you know, so-and-so really did a great job and will do a great job for you?
Yeah, they are a fantastic human being.
Yes.
And here's how. So.
And then you accept the $20 they gave you and you move on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So Saturday, you got some craft time coming up.
Yeah, we're going to make seashell crafts Saturday at 10. We have a variety of craft opportunities to choose from. We've got some mirrors you can decorate, some photo frames to decorate. You can color the seashells with watercolor and markers. And I saw some ornaments on the cart, too. So, here, I know it's, you know, one day of 55-degree weather is not really enough to start thinking about the holiday gift-giving season. But there are some ornament-type crafts available at the library. So stop by. We'll have a bunch of different stuff. Program is free and open to all, and you don't have to sign up or anything like that, but it is kind of first come, first serve. And if you're hearing this and going, oh, I have a bunch of seashells I've been trying to get rid of, as more than one person has said to me so far, drop them by the library. We'll take your seashells, and everybody can make them into something cool.
Holiday season is underway. I believe we're 69 days away from Halloween.
Oh, my goodness.
So just want to mention that.
Ooh.
All right. So you're doing a series of these voter registration assistance workshops, or not? Well,
yeah,
not really workshops. It's kind of a one-on-one thing, right?
Yeah, and it's pretty easy. We have a couple computers set up, and you can register online. There's a website that the state of Wisconsin maintains where you can update your voter registration and check on it. And if you have any questions about it, we can try to get your registration all figured out. So. Just drop in by the library. We've got several dates. The next one is Monday the 27th from 4 to 6. So drop by the library, head up to the second floor, and we'll help you out with any questions you have about voter registration.
And if you need photo ID, I'm just going to pass this along because I learned this last week. If you need a photo ID from the state of Wisconsin or a driver's license, they don't give them to you at the DMV anymore. They give you this piece of paper. And then the actual processed version gets mailed to you. So just keep that in mind and plan ahead if you need that kind of stuff. Just wanted to.
Yes, exactly. And I think there's a way to use that paper ID that they give you, but.
You can use it temporarily.
If you have one of those, then stop by the library and we'll figure out what else you need to bring.
See, there we go. That would be the good thing. So another essential oils workshop as well.
Oh, yeah. It's back to school time, as our cool morning here indicates. So on the 27th at 6 o'clock, Betty Jo is going to be back to tell us, how we can support our kids and teachers and families for a smooth transition back to school. There'll be lots of free recipes and some free samples for everyone that shows up for the class. And you don't even have to register. So stop by on Monday at 6 o'clock for essential oils.
Then on Tuesday, if you're already registered to vote, but you're about to retire, you've got a workshop for people for Social Security. You're busy with workshops these days.
It's always a good time to think about how you'll support yourself in retirement. So stop by on Tuesday at 6 o'clock to see how you can optimize Social Security, learn how much you can expect to receive from other income sources. And we've had a bunch of these kind of similar topics, and it should. I'm really interested in this, even though Social Security might look totally different by the time I'm looking at that.
You're a ways down the road for that.
Right, exactly. So,
but again, that's on Tuesday at 6 in the evening.
Yep, Social Security workshop.
All right, and then a little schedule adjustment for story time next week.
Yes. So usually we have story times Tuesday and Wednesday mornings at 10 and then Thursdays at 6:30. And we've been taking a break from the Thursday evening story times to kind of let our children's librarian have a life for a little bit. So she's been taking a break from those in August. And next week she's got some stuff going on Tuesday morning. So we're not going to have story time Tuesday morning, just on Wednesday. And if you're very attached to the idea of coming in on Tuesday morning for story time, we will have some books set out and a craft set up so you can drop by and do kind of your own story time independently. So,
okay.
Just wanted to give everybody a heads up.
Sure, sure. And again, a reminder that the annual supply drive is going on at the West Bend Public Library.
Yes, so any school supplies that you're out while back to school shopping, you see, oh, hey, this is a great deal on Kleenex or on hand sanitizer or Crayola markers, you know, the washable markers that we use for story time, that kind of thing. If you want to throw an extra pack into your cart and bring it by the library, it really helps us keep things operating as at a high level all year long.
There you go. There you go. All right. By the way, I will not be available next Wednesday. So do you want to Should we move this to Thursday next week, or do you want to just skip a week? I'll ask you right now.
Well, you know, I could do Thursday.
Okay. Well, let's do Thursday next week, because I will be at about this time next week. I will be packing on my way back from New Orleans. So, I will, cause I fly out about noon or so. So I will probably be packing at this point and contemplating where to find breakfast. Perhaps some beignets.
You know, Yes. Any other reason for rescheduling might hurt my feelings a little bit, but New Orleans is totally understandable. That makes sense.
It's I leave Sunday. I'm going to be gone Sunday through Wednesday for a little birthday trip.
Oh, awesome! Well, have the best time.
Well, thank you. So, all right. Well, then I will.
My very favorite city. So,
I will pencil you in for Thursday then, and we'll chat it at 7:45 on Thursday when I get back.
Sounds good.
All right. And if people want to drop by the library and see you, the library is open.
We are open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays, we're open 9 to 6. And Saturday is just 9 to 1. So if you want to make it on a Saturday, you got to kind of fit it into that that little window. But if you have any questions about anything I've talked about, you have need some answers, we've got a website. It's west-bendlibrary.org. You can also visit our Facebook page, which is West Bend Community Memorial Library, or you can give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151.
All right. Sounds good. Well, then, you have a great week, and we will chat next Thursday morning. Oh, and I will put this up with a link from the WIBD Facebook page as well, so people can go back and check their notes, find out what's going on.
Exactly. Well, safe travels. Have a great great birthday trip.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. We will talk to you next Thursday.
Yep. Take care.
That is Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation this morning. All right, I'm going to play Todd Rundgren here while you can listen to that while I get up and move Hannah on the calendar over to Thursday. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. We'll do news after we bang on the drum all day.